AP Sports, I'm Chuck Freeman. Opening night in Arizona to kick off Super Bowl week. COVID-19 forced the last two Super Bowls to have limited access with video conferences for the media. Philadelphia and Kansas City will play on Sunday. Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes gives us an update on his ankle sprain.
I mean, it's definitely better, for sure. Just the rest, having a few days off, but we still practice and stuff like that. You'll never know exactly until you get to the game, obviously.
Two top 10 teams meet on the college basketball court in the Big 12. Number 9, Kansas, took out number 5, Texas, 88-80. The Jayhawks won despite blowing a 14-point lead. Coach Bill Self.
Last minute of the first half and the first 3 minutes of the second half were bad, and after that, it became a game again, and we were pretty good.
In the NBA, Golden State routed Oklahoma City 141-114. Klay Thompson had 41. Milwaukee defeated Portland 127-108. Boston pulled away in the second half for a 111-99 win over Detroit. Jason Tatum had 34. He says the defense took over when Boston pushed the lead out to 23 in the third quarter.
Limit them to one shot, keep them off the free throw line. That was our game plan going into it.
LA Clippers defeated Brooklyn 124-116. Chicago over San Antonio 128-104. The Spurs have lost 9 in a row. Keegan Murray had 30 in Sacramento's 140-120 win over Houston. The Mavs beat Utah 124-111 without Luka Doncic. And Cleveland bested Washington 114-91. The trade of Kyrie Irving from Brooklyn to Dallas was made official. In the NHL, New Jersey won in overtime over Vancouver 5-4. Jesper Bren had the overtime goal after the Devils blew a 3-goal lead in regulation. It was Florida blasting Tampa 7-1. All-Star Game MVP Matthew Tkachuk had a 5-point night. New York Islanders slid by Philadelphia 2-1. New York Rangers 5-4 over Calgary. Dallas beat Anaheim 3-2. Arizona over Minnesota 3-2. And Brian Flores, the new defensive coordinator of the Minnesota Vikings. Chuck Freeman, AP Sports.